This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor.
While most of the world is dealing with rising coronavirus rates, China, where the illness originated, is just starting to see life return to normal as COVID-19 rates taper off. In the aftermath of this crisis, one missionary is reporting that Chinese house churches are booming. Find out more after this break.
In his new book, Saving Christianity, Dr. Michael Youssef reminds us we cannot reinvent Christianity to fit our society. Learn about the dangers of undermining our faith, how to distinguish biblical truth, and have a renewed confidence in the future of the church. Go to www.thesavingchristianitybook.com. Again, thesavingchristianitybook.com.
The coronavirus crisis has reportedly done little to curb the growth of the underground Christian church in China. In fact, according to one missionary, it has actually helped the church expand and operate more freely. Missionary Dennis Balcom says that the shift to digital meetings actually helped the underground church, which has had problems meeting in large groups because of the Chinese government's antagonistic relationship with Christianity. But programs like Zoom and Tencent Meeting are unmonitored by the Chinese government, according to Balcom, and thus make it possible for large groups of believers to meet and fellowship together freely over the internet. This has led to church growth, though Balcom cautions that it has created new hurdles and obstacles for older and poorer believers. The Chinese believers are still seeking to find a solution for meeting their needs if the COVID-19 crisis recurs later this year. Balcom also reports that the Chinese house churches are pooling their resources to help at-risk communities in other countries. He told Charisma News, "The Lord has greatly blessed the Christians, and they have been able to produce or purchase large quantities of face masks and other items. We recently, from Wenzhou, sent 10,000 face masks to Paris, where we have a Chinese church, and they arrived just in time for the total lockdown of the city. Several thousand were sent to our work in Lebanon, and this week we sent several hundred from Guangzhou to a church in Pakistan, where they are not available at any price. Members of at least one large house church in Wuhan, right at the center of the outbreak, even now are out on the street. Some of the people are no longer having to be in quarantine, passing out face masks and disinfectant solution while sharing the gospel with the people. Many are coming to the Lord through this." Pray for the Chinese believers, especially the older and poorer believers, who are disproportionately at risk from the virus and are still trying to find the best way to fellowship with others. And praise God for their model of serving not only the community, but those in other countries worldwide. And if you like this story, you can hear more stories like it through the Charisma Media Audio Service. To find more information, visit charismamediaaudio.com.
Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.